Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
All right, Jason, let's talk about Jordan Love on the road. We gave him a shot. We felt good about it. But the way this played out, I mean, it's almost like if you're a Packer fan, you feel like this was a blown opportunity. Oh, the 49ers were terrible in the first half. They didn't do anything that was impressive. You're in the game. It's almost like you feel like the Packers should have found a way to get this done. And instead, Jordan Love throws that errant interception at the end. I don't know who the hell he was throwing it to. And the 49ers win 24-21. But Jason, were you impressed with what you saw?
Not in the least. The better team lost. That's just the reality. And the Packers are the youngest team in the league, and maybe a little bit of that showed late. But, like, this game was decided by a bullshit spot. And, again, like, it's the year 2024,
true,
right? We've got things that you and I never thought we'd see, like shit that looked like it was from the Jetsons. Like, if you grew up watching the internet – and email, right? And, like, you know, what we walk around with computers in our pockets that didn't exist in any form 50 years ago, right? Technology has come so far. We had a plague pop up on us, and within 9 months, we had a vaccine for it. We spot balls the way we did with Newt Rockne. How is that possible?
It's true.
How? What is that? You can't tell me there's not a better way. You can't tell me. But they got absolutely hosed there. That's 3 points off the board. They missed a makeable kick. That's on them. The kicker was shaky all year. Darnell Savage drops an easy pick six. There's another dropped interception. And on the road, you know, against the number one seed, you might be able to beat them. If you dominate like they did and only two or three of those things happen, you might still be able to win. If five or six of them happen, right, two dropped interceptions, one's a pick six, the missed field goal to put more pressure on them. You know, the Love bad pass at the end, the spot, couple of red zone situations where you come up a little short. You know, that's probably going to be enough for those guys to win. I was much more impressed with what the Packers did than what the 49ers did. The future is incredibly bright for Green Bay. And some of the play, there are like this, the Brock Purdy thing, and I'm not knocking him. Like, he's a top 10 quarterback. He's a top 8 quarterback. Fine. He's got everything going for him there, creature comforts. There are things that Jordan Love did in that game to create explosive plays with his vision, with his athleticism, with his unique talent that Brock Purdy wouldn't even think to throw the ball. He would never get the ball off some of those sideline throws. And it's like, I'm not saying, it's not that I'm saying he's bad. He's limited physically.
Yeah.
There is not this boundless potential that we can tap into as this young man continues to grow into his skill set. Like, you know, the floor for Brock Purdy is really high, right? Like, but the ceiling ain't as high as it is for Lamar. Like, we can just go down a limb. Josh Allen, like, he's not them because he's not them athletically, and he never will be. Like, Jordan Love, special combination of traits that are coming together.
He's more talented, no doubt. More talented.
And they ran the ball better than San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco finally in the second half got a couple of explosive runs. Green Bay ran the ball with better efficiency. They should have won the game. The Lions should be hosting the championship game. And they're not. And you know what, Carl? Like, that might wake the 49ers up, right? There'd be some people who would say, well, they got away with one. Or they might be being exposed a little bit. Like, you know, sometimes when a bully gets punched in his face in his own backyard and tastes his own blood, he ain't the bully anymore. And I'm just telling you, we get a lot of people on my show in Baltimore, and I talk to a lot of people I respect. And, like, I watched that thing happen on national television, and I said, I wonder if Brock Purdy knows what kryptonite tastes like now. Like, I just wonder, is he now thinking, you know, am I the princess? Like, am I Cinderella, or am I scrubbing steps? You know what I mean? Like, have I been on this magic carpet ride, but, like, my ticket's about to expire a little bit? Like, I got questions. I got reservations, Carl. Here's what I know. Brock Purdy, since that Ravens game, when he's blitzed, got a quarterback rating of 73.4, 25th in the NFL.
Jason, they broke him. They broke the Ravens broke his confidence.
Since the Ravens game, when he's under pressure, he's got a 61.1 passer rating since then. This is the infallible kid. This is, you know, this was like, don't you say nothing bad about him. Like, Kyle Shanahan's a genius. Okay. That's what's going on. His last three games overall, going back to that Ravens game, he's got a 79.4 rating. And, like, there were other balls that could have been picked off. Like, he had 26% of his throws in that game were graded as off target in that divisional game. Like, I mean, is it the rain? I got news for you, buddy. You play football. It's like, I don't want to hear about the glove on, wax off. Like, when you're worried about your hand in the middle of a throw with the season on the line, I don't know, man. Like, then it comes out that, yeah, they really wanted Tom Brady last year. Like, if I'm a 49ers fan right now, I'm like, is somebody pulling the rug out from under? Like, again, is it about to turn into a pumpkin again? Is that cart turning into a pumpkin? And I'm not saying he's going to be a bad quarterback, but, like, he did not play a good game. And we can now have to go back a month to find him playing a good game. Since he got anointed as the Vegas favorite to win the MVP, it ain't looked like it did before. And I got news for you. The right side of his offensive line sucks. And if he don't have Deebo in this game, And I don't think he's going to have Debo in this game.
It's going to be a problem.
With Debo Samuel, 8.9 yards per attempt. Without him, 8.4. With Debo Samuel this year, 5.6 yards per rush. Without him, 3.6. With Debo Samuel this year, 7.1 yards per play. Elite. Without him, 5.6. So, and I'm telling you, if it's me, Aiden Hutchinson's lined up in the face of that. I don't care about Trent Williams. You go ahead, do what you want. I'm lining Aiden Hutchinson up on that right tackle, and I want him breathing down Brock Purdy's neck. Like, and here's the other thing, Carl. We've spent so much time on Brock Purdy. Nobody's talking about, hey, Nick Bosa, you get paid for December or January too, bro. Like,
Aiden Hutchinson has been a better player than Nick Bosa the last 2.5 months. Period.
The last four games, Nick Bosa's got a 12.8% pressure rate. That's journeyman, bro. Like,
yep.
You want your starters to be 15 and above. Guys getting paid like him, 20 and above, bro. 4 weeks now, 12.8% pressure rate, no sacks. Chase Young, 8.3% pressure rate, half a sack. Hargrave, 9% pressure rate, one sack. Kinlaw, 3 pressures in his last 4 games, no sacks. And Armstead ain't there for sacks. Armstead's there to try to fix. You know, he's right. Back to try to fix their leaky-ass run defense. Like, I think Green Bay pushed him around in the trenches, and Detroit's offensive line, I mean, Baldy will tell you, those guys are mauling. If Ragnow plays, you know, like, I know they're down a guard, but if Ragnow plays and the tackles play, I see some areas that the Lions can exploit. Like, and Brock Purdy in his career, close and late, and I know they cobbled together a drive there. He threw a ball 10 feet in the air. Somebody jumped up and caught it. Like, I know people are saying Joe Montana. Get the F out of here. Shut the F up. Stop. You're pulling your own pants down. Like, stop. Stop.
Here's the thing I know. And we're talking about, obviously, the 49ers guys. They will get the Lions at home, NFC Championship game. 49ers, they beat the Packers, but barely. And this should have looked differently. Here's what I know also, Jason. Goff can make all the throws. I'm not sure with the way that Brock Purdy's playing, if he can make any of the throws that will be needed in this kind of game. To your point about
throwing without Debo.
Yes, throwing it 10 feet high, to your point, and somebody going up and snagging it because they got a 45-inch vertical. That's different than dots. That's different than ball placement and dots. And Jared Goff is capable, and I've seen it, you've seen it. He can make those throws. I don't know how this plays out, but I'm leaning Lions. Call me crazy right now, but I'm just – that's the way I feel. And if Kyle Shanahan can somehow, you know, get these guys, maybe you said it, they wake up and they snap out of it, and all the things we're talking about, pressures go up, you know, plays are made, quarterback's way better than he was last Sunday. All right, then you feel good that the 49ers are going to get back to a Super Bowl. But I got to say this. If they don't, you start to look at this and you go, all right, so you're winning 12, 13 games a year. You're getting to the NFC Championship game 3 out of the last 4 years. You've been to a Super Bowl and lost one. And then you lose at home again, potentially on Sunday in another NFC Championship game. You kind of start going, what the hell's going on, right? So this is, you said it, all the pressure's on the 49ers. This is the biggest spot. I think the Ravens being at home, okay, and they beat the Texans. We're going to talk about that in a second. But you're playing Patrick Mahomes, okay? That's different. The 49ers are getting the Lions, which has been a Cinderella story, and you've been the best team in the NFC all year long. All the pressure's on these guys to get it done. And if they don't, I just feel like you got to look at this thing and go, okay, that's 4 or 3 NFC Championship games in 4 years, and you still haven't gotten to the ultimate goal. So let's switch gears, Jason, and talk about the Ravens game. Because Lamar was special.
Yep.
Two rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. I have to tell you, you're there. You know. I just think it was – he controlled the game in a way that a lot of quarterbacks are unable to do. And we talk about, like, I use the basketball reference, right? Magic Johnson could control the game, right? He could just, in any point, there was a 10-minute span, he could just control the game, get his team back in the lead, and they win. All the greats in basketball can do that because the ball's in their hand all the time. But a lot of quarterbacks aren't able to do what we saw Lamar do against the Texans. I think he's going to win another MVP. We've talked about it, Jason. Yep. But talk about the Ravens and this performance, because they went in at halftime, and then it looked like a different team after the second half.
Yeah, and look, it was another historic game for Lamar Jackson. It's the first time in NFL history someone's run for two touchdowns, passed for two touchdowns, run for 100 yards as a quarterback, and had a QB rating over 100 in the same game. It didn't play out the way I thought it would. They only attempted one pass all day that traveled 20 yards or more in the air. That was 21 to Rashad Bateman. They only had three passes over 15 yards, one for 15, one for 19, one for 21. That's it in terms of any sort of downfield completions. They only attempted one pass play action under center, which I thought they would have attempted more than that on the opening drive. They had some adjustments to make. DeMeco Ryans blitzed in a way he never had before. And they know by now that, like, that's what people try to do to Lamar. So whatever their regular blitz rate is against everybody else, they ratchet it up. But, like, the Texans blitzed on 72% of the dropbacks in the first half and 82% in the second half. Like, all they did is blitz. And it was clear that Lamar Jackson went in at the half. And, like, one thing about them, when they've struggled in the past in big games offensively, there's usually something going on the sidelines. Like, Mark Andrews is throwing a helmet. You know, Lamar's kind of off to himself, you know what I mean, with the tablet away from everybody. Like,
yeah,
somebody's yelling at the coordinator. Like, I'm not saying any of that stuff is necessarily bad, but, like, there has been a – because, look, this offense, people were talking about the Ravens' lack of offense around here for, you know, even when they were winning Super Bowls with Ray Lewis and Trent Dilfer's the quarterback, it's like, what about the offense? So, like, you've seen it get tight, right? And it get a little, like, frustration boil over, even in the regular season, let alone the playoffs. And as bad as that first half was offensively, and it was bad. Everybody stayed calm. Lamar took the reins at the half. And Lamar figured out, like, I can't hold the ball 3.9 seconds. He held the ball 3.92 seconds in the first half. It came out under 2.5 in the second half. I'm going to find my hot, and I'm going to throw it to my hot, and that's going to be it. He went from trying 8 yards on average pass in the first half to 5 in the second half. Like, I'm just going to embrace that. And then when they get lined up in man and I see big swaths of green grass, I'm going to run. And by the time they turn around and find me, it's a first down. And just individual brilliance. I mean, you know, it's his call. The 4th-and-1 bootleg, you know what I mean? He decides what he wants to do with the ball in his hands. Do I want to throw it? Do I want to pitch it? Do I want to keep it? I mean, that put the game away, the 4th-and-1 from midfield. And they just played keep away in the second half. They held the ball for over 20 yards in the second half. They ran over 20 times for over 130 yards in the second half. It was bully ball. It was going to be a big ask for Stroud and those guys.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.